Carter on Chicago's very own.
On 720.
WGN.
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 This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Riverside Medical Center, and here is Vic Vaughn.
It's partly cloudy, 72 at O'Hare. A Chicago police officer suffers a graze wound. The suspect is also shot and apprehended. Details right after WGN Traffic with Mary Vanneveld.
No big delays on the area roadways so far this morning. The outbound side of the Kennedy, just minor buildup into Nagel. Looks good on the Eisenhower, the Stevenson, and the Dan Ryan. Watch for an accident, though, in Oak Forest, being investigated 157th and Cicero. Mayor Vanderbilt, WGN Traffic Central.
A Chicago police officer was wounded in an exchange of gunfire with a man suspected of carjacking. Superintendent Eddie Johnson says it happened last night during a chase on the city south side.
Difficult job every day. You know, they put their lives on the line. You know, we get scrutinized and criticized for everything we do. This is a difficult job.
The officer suffered a bullet graze wound to the face. The suspect was also shot. Both are hospitalized. More than 82,000 people were told to leave their homes. That evacuation order given in San Bernardino, California, Tuesday. A section of Interstate 15 has been shut down overnight. The U.S. Forest Service says a wildfire spread quickly, made creating a fire line nearly impossible.
We just couldn't see the head of the fire, so it became very, very difficult in order to have the support of our aircraft for the boots on the ground.
The governor declared a state of emergency as homes continued to burn there overnight. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has promoted Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. He receives his first classified briefing today at the FBI's New York field office. His critics have questioned whether he's fit for the information. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says it's not up to him.
It's not up to the administration and certainly not up to me personally to decide on the suitability of a presidential candidate.
We're told Trump is bringing with him New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and retired U.S. Army General Michael Flynn. A man convicted of taking hostages at a Hillary Clinton presidential campaign office back in 2007 is back in court today, scheduled to appear in New Hampshire for a hearing on a bank robbery charge. 55-year-old parolee Leland Eisenberg was arrested last month, spent 2 years behind bars for a five-hour standoff at Clinton's Rochester, New Hampshire campaign office almost 9 years ago. Elgin police, along with federal agents, found a large cache of weapons, including submachine guns. It was in a storage unit on Big Timber Road. Immigration officers and Homeland Security agents took 31-year-old Juan Mexicano into custody. Bond's been set at $1 million. The drinking water in West Suburban North Riverside is unsafe. That's according to village officials after what they're calling a major water main break on Tuesday. Residents there are under a boil alert until further notice. And the union that represents public school teachers in Chicago is preparing for what it calls a likely strike this fall. It's meeting with teachers over the weekend in preparation. Public school students in Chicago return to the classrooms in just under 3 weeks. Let's get a check at WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Bennett.
Good morning. It was a long day, but well worth it for the Cubs, who bounced back from a couple late-inning losses with a pair of wins over the Milwaukee Brewers. Jason Hamill went 7 innings, allowing just 2 hits. And Javier Baez homered as the Cubs beat the Brewers 4-1 to complete their doubleheader sweep, the game highlighted by Anthony Rizzo's highlight reel catch of a foul ball in the 5th inning. Earlier, the Cubs got a combined 3-hitter from Trevor Cahill and 4 relievers in a 4-0 win over the Brewers. Two teams meet once again tonight. As a result of the sweep, the Cubs now have a 12.5-game lead on the second-place St. Louis Cardinals, who did win their game over Houston 8-5. The White Sox opened a 3-game series in Cleveland, dropping their second straight, falling to the Indians 3-1. Justin Morneau homered for the White Sox only run. At the Olympics, Simone Biles completed her competition with another gold medal, her 4th of the game's 5 total medals for Biles, as she captured the floor exercise yesterday, and teammate Allie Raisman also came away with a silver medal in that one. American gymnast Danelle Leyva got the silver in the men's parallel bars. The U.S. women's basketball team won, although it wasn't as easy as some of their other games, but they pulled away in the second half of their 47th straight win, 110-64, to advance to the semifinals. The U.S. men's team will play Argentina later on today in the quarterfinals. And the U.S. beach volleyball tandem was beaten last night. Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross losing in beach volleyball to a team from Brazil. Bears continue workouts today with the New England Patriots. They play the Patriots in preseason play tomorrow night. I'm Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
After 10 years of working at an Allstate agency, Jason Herbers decided to open his own. He knew that by being the agency owner, he could build equity in the business. Allstate gave him the opportunity to earn what he's really worth, so he jumped right in. As a new Allstate agency owner, Jason is thrilled about the freedom and earnings he's already seen. Instead of working for someone else, he's building equity for the future. Now all his hard work is going towards his bottom line, a feeling he knows he can't find anywhere else. Right now, Allstate is searching for new agency owners in the Chicagoland area. It's a great opportunity for driven individuals looking to earn what they're really worth, like Jason Herbers, or maybe like you. Learn how you can become an Allstate agency owner. Visit allstateagent.com or text your email address to 71234 for additional information. Subject to the terms of the agency agreement.
Okay, honey, it's back to school shopping time. Now, what do we do?
I go to my happy place.
And what do we find in our happy place?
Oh, I see jeans, dresses, shoes, coats, sweaters, T-shirts, all sizes, styles, and fashions. Yeah, everything the kids need.
And what else?
The prices. They're so low.
Right. And where is this happy place?
Goodwill. It's Goodwill.
Smart lady. Don't stress over back-to-school shopping. Get more for less at Goodwill. Amazing.
This winter, put down the iPhones and gather the family around the original social networking device, your fireplace. Get your fireplace ready now with the pros at Lindeman Chimney at cleanfireplace.com.
Hey, it's Steve Cochran. It's Mattress Firm's pre-Labor Day sale. Shop early for the biggest sale of the year. Get store-wide savings up to $500 on the best brands. How about Queen Mattress Set, starting as low as $179.99? One size mattress does not fit all at Mattress Firm. One size mattress means that you're going to find a mattress that's right for you. That's the size. Right now, get your comfort, your choice, Sealy Firm or Hampton Roads Pillow Top Queen Sets for just $299.99. And for the first time ever, save 50% on select adjustable bases. There's Hybrid or Serta. The Serta Smart React Elite mattresses are fantastic. Come experience the all-new custom collection crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm, featuring luxury lines from Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, and Serta 2. Sleepy's is now Mattress Firm, which makes finding the right mattress easier, more affordable, and more convenient than ever. America's preferred choice for better sleep. Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Your money on WGN. Trading in Asia finished mixed overnight. European markets also choppy so far today. Oil and gold futures are pointing lower in pre-market trading. Major index futures in the U.S. a bit mixed and not much movement there. We have the numbers coming up next with Steve Grzanich on this morning's opening bell. The WGN forecast. Meteorologist Tim McGill.
Some scattered storms to start things off this morning up near the Wisconsin state line, particularly northern Lake and McHenry County up near Antioch, back over towards Marengo and McHenry County. These will be moving on through this morning. Then we could see a hit or miss shower thunderstorm redevelop later on this afternoon. Much of the day, though, just partly sunny, warm and muggy with a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy. Could see a scattered thunderstorm tonight down to 69. A little more hot and humid for the next couple days. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, 89. Friday, partly to mostly sunny, 90. And then some scattered showers and storms on Saturday look likely, 83. Will cool down for the first time below average this whole month on Sunday. A shower maybe in the morning, then partly sunny, 77. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's 71 at O'Hare, 72 at Midway and in Burr Ridge. Bit warmer at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Univision has reportedly bought Gawker Media for about $135 million. This sale includes all seven of Gawker's brands, including Jezebel and Deadspin. CNN reports a hearing to confirm the deal is scheduled for Thursday.
Fire officials say more than 15,000 acres of heavy brush have been charred since the Blue Cut fire began at 10:30 Tuesday morning. And mandatory evacuation orders now impact more than 34,000 homes, a total of nearly 83,000 people.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the opening bell. It's 5:09 and it's Wednesday,
August 17th, 2016. Welcome to another business day as well. We have a lot to talk about today. Coming up in the program, we're going to be talking about a new athletic center in Buffalo Grove that's opening up, not for people with two legs, but with animals with four legs. It's an animal rehabilitation center. We'll be talking about that coming up in the program. A little bit later on in our tech segment, we'll be talking about the purchase of Snapchat, paying $200 million to buy a search engine that helps people find things to do. That'll be coming up in our second segment of the program. But first, to the WGN Market Desk, here's the overnight intel from around the world. Asian stock markets are mostly higher today after Wall Street declined yesterday. Shares in China are mixed after leaders approved a plan there to give foreign investors more access to Chinese equities through Hong Kong. On Wall Street yesterday, stocks tumbled as investors continued to sell phone company and utility shares. Energy companies rose with the price of oil, but stocks have been locked in an up-and-down pattern for those in more than a week now. The Dow Jones Industrials average lost about 84 points. The S&P slid as well. The NASDAQ fell 35 points. Stocks have been setting records recently, but it's been more than a week since they've gone up 2 days in a row. Here's what's coming up today. The day ahead, among the market-sensitive business reports due out today, the Federal Reserve will release minutes of its July interest rate meeting. Also, Lowe's Company and Target release quarterly financial reports before the bell opens, before the bell rings and the market opens this morning. We hope to have at least one of those before the end of this broadcast this morning. The Fed said in late July that near-term risks to the U.S. economy have eased in recent months. This fueled new talks about what Fed policymakers did discuss at their July meeting, whether or not they will raise interest rates at their September meeting. So these minutes today, when we get them later, will be very interesting to see. Also, Gawker, a Spanish-language broadcaster, Univision, has bought Gawker Media in an auction for about $135 million. You heard that in the opening montage of news events happening today. There was this story yesterday. Don't know if you saw it. If you have a dog, maybe even have had a dog in the past, you probably have reached into the treat jar to give it a treat when it did something well. Well, scientists have learned, they've been scanning the brains of dogs using those MRI machines, and they have shown that dogs actually prefer a belly rub to a treat. These are dogs that are being trained for special assignments like being assistive dogs, service dogs. But you can extrapolate this to say that maybe your dog, too, might like a belly rub more than it would a treat. As we all know, food is not love. And so hopefully that might persuade you to give it a few little, few less treats. And that brings us to our first segment this morning. In the suburbs, they're opening a new athletic center in Buffalo Grove. It's the Veterinary Specialty Center. And this athletic center is going to be an orthopedic center. A lot of dogs lately have been having these orthopedic pet surgeries because they've either pulled a hammy, they've done something to their legs, they've exercised too hard, or they're just getting older. Let's bring in our first guest this morning from the Veterinary Specialty Center in Buffalo Grove, where this is opened up this morning. And good morning to Rehabilitation Director Lindsay Seilheimer, who's a veterinarian. Lindsay, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you. This is we'll get into the discussion of this new center momentarily, but I want to get your reaction to this study about the dog treats yesterday. It's amazing, first of all, that we can put dogs in MRIs now. I know that they've created specialized ways to get them into these machines, but we're learning so much about dogs, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Definitely learning more and more every day. Lots of new information, lots of new studies. So it's an exciting time in veterinary medicine.
Well, one of the things that's happening with dogs, it seems lately, is we're having a lot more of these orthopedic pet surgeries. Tell us about why we're having more of these lately.
I think it's a combination of issues. One is that we're paying more attention to our pets and their overall wellness than maybe we did 15 years ago. So we're treating our pets like family. So they're getting the same medical care in every way as a person would. So they can rupture their ACL just like a human athlete will. And owners are willing to go through it because they love their pet. Pets are you know, family members. And we have the state-of-the-art equipment and things that we're able to do it for them now.
Well, we're going to get into this new the new athletic center there in Buffalo Grove, because I know this is going to be very important to help those pets recover from those orthopedic pet surgeries. We'll do that as we continue our conversation this morning with Lindsay Seilheimer, a veterinarian at the Veterinary Specialty Clinic, a rehabilitation director there in Buffalo Grove, as our opening bell Business of Pets segment continues this morning after traffic. And Mary Vandeville's standing by with that. Mary, by the way, traffic is being sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Good morning.
Good morning. Already seeing a delay on the outbound side of the Kennedy approaching Nagel, about 20 minutes out to the airport. But the rest of the expressways are in pretty good shape, including the tollways this morning. The overnight road work has been cleared in Oak Forest. Watch for an accident, 157th and Cicero. Traffic sponsored by AccountEmps. Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Let AccountEmps help. With AccountEmps' extensive network of accounting and finance candidates, you can be sure to find the professional with the skills for your hiring needs. AccountEmps, a Robert Half company. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
Steve Cochran's Kids of the Week go above and beyond. Nominate one you know and they'll qualify to receive a $5,000 Kid of the Year cash prize in December from Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevrolet in Antioch. Details at WGNradio.com/contest.
Hey, Illinois drivers, this is Trooper Link Hampton with a message from the Illinois Department of Transportation. Here are three easy ways to make our roads as safe as possible. Cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And be especially alert when driving in work zones. When you see orange signs, look out for the unexpected. See orange? Slow down, save lives. Please drive safely and embrace the orange.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great, he needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
It's so exciting to look for new furniture. You have the chance to revamp a room and the thrill of finding a statement piece that fits your style. Make an experience out of your search by shopping at Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. Goods has a wide selection to choose from and creative decor ideas that you can see, feel, and visualize in your own home. To add to your experience, try staying at the bed and breakfast as you get away from the hustle and bustle of life and relax in quaint little Kewaunee. Goods also has a wine cellar restaurant and shops at Market Square. The staff is so friendly and welcoming that you feel as though you're actually part of the Goods family. Experience the good life with a short trip out west on I-80 to Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. You can also take the Amtrak, which takes the hassle out of city traffic. Goods Furniture open every day from 9 to 6. There are no pushy types and absolutely no hype. You just get honest-to-goodness value day in and day out.
Plan your home improvement and DIY project Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini at 10:30, followed by the Weekend Workbench at 11.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a rough Tuesday on Wall Street, Asian stock markets were slightly higher overnight. Today could shed clues on whether the Fed plans to boost interest rates. Two retail giants are due to release earnings before the market opens. The minutes from the July Federal Reserve meeting will be released today. Late last month, the Fed said a rebound in the job market was encouraging, and they would monitor global economic threats. Depending on those numbers, the Fed could raise the cost of borrowing money at its September meeting. Home improvement giant Lowe's will release its second quarter earnings report the day after rival Home Depot did the same. Experts think low gas prices are helping both companies as consumers have more money to spend on construction projects. Target will release second quarter earnings. The quarter got off to a slow start as bad weather kept shoppers out of stores in the Northeast. It's an important time for large retailers in the midst of back-to-school season and not long before holiday shopping begins. Brian Clark, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. It is 520. Both Staples and Lowe's have reported their earnings just moments ago. Staples quarter two adjusted Earnings 12 cents versus 12 cents a year ago. Staples sales at $4.7 billion versus $4.94 billion a year ago. So they've come in lower. Lowe's revenue is up to $18.3 billion versus $17.3 billion a year ago. We're still getting the earnings sheets on these. We'll keep you updated as we move through the morning here on the opening bell. Right now, we're talking about the business of pets. Our conversation this morning focuses on a new rehabilitation center that's opening. The grand opening of this is tomorrow in the suburbs in Buffalo Grove. And on with us today is Dr. Lindsay Seilheimer. She's the rehabilitation director at the Veterinary Specialty Clinic, Specialty Center in Buffalo Grove. And Lindsay, back to our conversation about this. According to the American Pet Products Association, about $15 billion, almost $16 billion, will be spent on U.S. veterinary care this year. How much of that requires, do you think, a trip to a rehabilitation center like the one that you guys are opening?
I would hope quite a bit of it, although rehabilitation is sort of an up-and-coming area in veterinary medicine. It goes along with, you know, we're starting to think and treat patients, dogs, more like a human patient, and are realizing that rehabilitation is just as important for them postoperatively or if they have aches and pains as it is with people, a human who is experiencing aches and pains. So I think that, you know, the numbers will be growing of owners and patients who are excited and coming in for this type of therapy.
If you could walk us through, give us sort of a virtual tour, because we're on the radio, of this facility. What's going to be there? What will it house? What does it look like?
So it is spectacular. We have a huge, it's over 8,000 square foot building. There is really nothing that I know of like it in the Midwest or anywhere that I've heard of. So we have several exam rooms that are for our client consultations. We have multiple modalities that we use. So we have the same type of equipment as like a professional athlete would have. So we have laser therapy, we have acoustic compression, we have therapeutic ultrasound, which is all to help enhance healing and relieve pain. We have two underwater treadmills that we allow our pets to exercise in. It's a very low-impact way of patients coming back from a surgical procedure, or for old arthritic dogs, it gets their legs moving in a comfortable environment. So we have a room dedicated just to our underwater treadmills. And then we have a huge, it's around 3,500 square foot gym with padded flooring, and it's filled with all sorts of Theraball equipment and balance equipment, so we can work on proprioception and core strength, which is just as important for dogs as it is for people. So it's really a remarkable and fun place to be.
There's also some massage rooms there and places where dogs can stretch and do things. My question on that is, I guess looking at my dog, I don't know that my dog would like doing some of these things. But if he had to, I guess you guys are trained to help them get used to that. I mean, how does a pet who needs this get used to this, I guess, is the better question.
You'd be surprised. Most of our patients love coming to see us. We use all positive reinforcement, so we use lots of pets, like you were talking about before. We do use food rewards. We make it as fun as we can for these patients. I would say, you know, the modalities feel good to them, and so they do tend to, we have a lot of sleeping dogs during their laser and acupuncture sessions. The treadmill, generally, they are nervous the first time because they have absolutely no idea what's happening. But usually by the second or third time, they know that they're getting lots of attention, lots of rewards, both with petting and treats, and their owners are right there, and they honestly really look forward to it. We had our beagle patients on Saturday who didn't want to leave. It was really funny. The owners kept trying to get him out the door, and they kept coming back for more. It was really funny.
For dogs that need this, it is sometimes a miracle to watch the transformation, especially with arthritic dogs. I don't know if you remember the story of Shep. This was a few years ago where the owner of the dog, Shep was the name of the dog, would take the dog into the Great Lakes up in Lake Superior in the cold water.
Yeah.
And the dog would, I think it lived to be 19 years old. But had really bad arthritis at the end. And it was such a sweet thing where the man would take the dog into the water and swim with it. And it would be better for a while. It felt better. It is amazing how dogs respond to this, isn't it?
It is. You know, arthritis, especially for large breed dogs, is very debilitating as they age. And you can have a perfectly healthy, otherwise happy dog who is normal in every way, but they just are painful to walk. And if we can relieve some of that pressure on their joints and make them comfortable, then we're giving them and their owners a much better quality of life.
Is there any evidence that this sort of rehabilitation can extend a dog's life?
I know that it does. Because when you reach that point of life with dogs, you know, then that's the time. I was almost there myself with my own dog who has horrible joints. That's actually how I became so passionate about rehabilitation. And she is a tripod, and she has horrible, you know, her only good joint is the one that's a nubbin because she has a birth defect on that leg. And we were at the point probably 5 years ago, maybe even more, of thinking that her quality of life really was just not good anymore. She couldn't walk, and she's had several surgeries with that specialty before I even started working there. And rehabilitation is really what has kept her quality of life acceptable and happy, and so it definitely does extend their life, and that's why I'm so passionate about it.
Well, best of luck to you and the whole team there as you open this new rehabilitation athletic center there in Buffalo Grove, the veterinary specialty center with the new athletic center, Buffalo Grove. The grand opening tomorrow. Best of luck. Rehabilitation Director Lindsay Seilheimer, one of the veterinarians up there. Appreciate you getting up with us this morning on the opening bell, Lindsay.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's 527. Vic Vaughn is standing by in the newsroom with what's coming up in the news, Vic.
Well, Steve, today at City Hall, a public hearing on holding public police officers accountable. It comes as one officer is grazed in a shootout last night, highlighting the very fine line they navigate in protecting the public. We have a report on that coming up next.
It's 528 on the opening bell.
From ABC News, Tech Trends. Gas detection technology gets a big upgrade.
It's 1,000 times more sensitive than anything else that exists on the market today.
Engineers in Santa Clara, California, think they've come up with a better way of detecting dangerous gas leaks.
It's amazing. It's the equivalent of having Charlie Chaplin walking with his stick, what the utilities in the world are doing today.
That's Alex Bilkinski, and his company, Picaro, has developed a new backpack detector system that eliminates the need for placing sensors directly on a pipe. This one measures gas straight from the air. He also says this tool could end up helping the environment.
You can't fix what you don't measure and address the really societal issue of greenhouse gas and global warming.
Gas companies are improving their tech, too. One San Francisco company says it'll store data in the cloud, which could help predict future leaks before they happen. With Tech Trends, I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
The best room in your house this summer isn't a room at all. It's your deck. From your cup of coffee when you wake to firing up the grill in the evening, your deck becomes the most lived-in space in your home. Make it everything you want it to be with a visit from DeckTech. DeckTech uses an oil-based sealer which penetrates deep into your deck's wood fibers, preventing your deck from cracking and splitting. Your deck will be restored to its natural beauty so you can start hosting summer parties and enjoy all that summer has to offer. So don't let your investment rot away. Call DeckTech today for a free estimate at 800-956-DECK. That's 800-956-3325. And make sure to mention this ad to receive a 10% discount. Plus, DeckTech's award-winning service is now even more affordable. Ask us about the new 0% financing options. DeckTech, they've got the tech to restore your deck. Call 800-956-DECK. That's 800-956-3325. Or visit RestoreYourDeck.com.
1-800-956-DECK. D-E-C-K.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini. So for a few years, my thinning hair has been bothering me. When I'm on TV, often with my head down, my thinning hairline was always visible. And as a guy who prides himself on being able to fix things, this was something I couldn't do on my own. So I met with a couple of doctors, and I had a chance to meet Dr. William Yates to learn about how I could get my hair back on my head. I liked what he had to say and how he said it. Now, this was a tough decision for me. I wanted to make sure I was doing it all for the right reasons, and I'm so happy that I did. Dr. Yates performed a state-of-the-art scarless hair restoration surgery on me. There was very little pain, and with the new technology, there's no visible scarring. Now, maybe you're not on TV, but like me, you're experiencing thinning hair and you want to do something about it. Well, take it from me. Go see Dr. William Yates for a free consultation. Man or woman, you do not have to accept the balding process. Watch the video of my whole experience at LouHairVideo.com. That's LouHairVideo.com or call 312-261-0872. That's 312-261-0872.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. It's a time for the news sponsored by Indiana, a state that works. Here's Vic Vaughn.
A man accused in a carjacking shot at officers last night on the city's south side as they tried to question him. The department says one officer suffered a graze wound to the face. Officers returned fire, hitting the suspect. Both he and the officer were hospitalized. Their medical conditions have not been made public. City Hall opens up the conversation on police reform to the public again today. The Police Accountability Subcommittee convenes this morning at 10 a.m., says it's looking for ways to pass legislation it says communities urgently need. According to the alderman it's made up of, it's using historical police practices within CPD to move forward with changes. And nationally, overnight, a wildfire in San Bernardino, California, quickly spread through acres in minutes to cover now 28 square miles. 82,000 people were ordered to evacuate. Section of Interstate 15 has been shut down. That's the main arterial highway between California and Las Vegas. The state's governor declared a state of emergency as homes in that area burned throughout the night. We'll continue to cover this fast-moving fire. For now, we check WGN traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
And looking pretty good on most of the area roadways and expressways. 8094, the westbound near Torrance, watch for an accident just reported in the two right lanes. And police activity, Stony Island closed off between 75th and 76th. Number 28 CTA buses are also being rerouted. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
I can't get the alarm company on the phone to save my life. My alarm's going off all the time, and I don't know why. It's driving me crazy.
Call Alarm Detection Systems. We have live reps answering phones 24/7, 365. No auto attendant. Call 630-844-6300. Give us your business and get better customer service in return. Visit adsalarm.com. Alarm license number 127-000-143.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talent. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talent. ZipRecruiter.com/talent.
Sam's Club will get your family ready to go back to school with great deals on healthy organic snacks. Stock up on fresh organic bananas, 3 pounds for $1.98, and Honest Kids organic juice packs, 40 count for $10.98. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Make plans now to visit the 2016 Farm Progress Show, featuring a 75-acre exhibit field with over 600 exhibitors. Field demonstrations will highlight side-by-side comparisons of harvesting, tillage, and precision equipment. Plus, ride and drives will feature ATVs, trucks, and tires. New this year at the show at Boone, Iowa, a high-speed planting demonstration area with John Deere and Case IH. The show is August 30th and 31st and September 1st. You'll see there the latest equipment from the nation's major and short-line manufacturers. Be sure to download the 2016 Farm Progress Show app to stay updated on the show information. Show hours for the site there at Boone, August 30th through September 1st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Thursday. Don't miss the 2016 Farm Progress Show, August 30th through September 1st, located at Boone, Iowa. Visit farmprogressshow.com for more information and to purchase discount tickets online.
Your money on WGN. Trading in Asia finished mixed overnight. The big winner, the Nikkei, bounced back, gaining nearly 1% in value. The Shanghai finished flat. Hang Seng closed off 0.5%. European markets also choppy so far today. Markets in England, France, and Germany all in negative territory at the moment. Oil futures are lower in pre-market trading, down nearly 1% now to $46.20 a barrel. Gold futures also lower at $1,348.10 an ounce. Major index futures in the U.S. a bit mixed, not much movement. The Dow futures off 7 points. S&P futures somewhat flat this morning. NASDAQ futures up 2 points now. Keep it here with Steve Grzanich. He covers your numbers throughout the morning. Let's head over to WGN Sports and Dave Bennett.
Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Anthony Rizzo's catch of a foul ball from atop the brick wall along the first baseline at Wrigley Field, the hands-down highlight of a long day of baseball as the Cubs swept the day-night doubleheader from the Brewers, 4-0 and 4-1 to stretch their lead to 12.5 games over the second-place Cardinals in the NL Central. The White Sox fell to Cleveland 3-1, their second straight loss. They also optioned pitcher Carson Fulmer to AAA Charlotte. At the Olympics, gold for Simone Biles, silver for teammate Allie Raisman in the floor exercise. The U.S. also won silver in the men's parallel bars, but it's over for the beach volleyball tandem of Kerry Walsh-Jennings and April Ross, losing to a team from Brazil. It's the first time Walsh-Jennings has ever been beaten in Olympic competition. The Bears continue practice with the New England Patriots. One more day today in Foxborough before they play New England tomorrow night. And Cardinals coach Bruce Arians was hospitalized after complaining of stomach pain before the Cardinals joined practice with the Chargers in San Diego. College football is around the corner. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets are on sale now. To purchase, visit nusports.com. I'm Dave Bennett, WGN Sports.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, partly sunny, warmer as temperatures along with humidity slowly rise throughout the day. We'll be around 90 for a high with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and into tonight. It's 70 at O'Hare, 72 at Midway in Oak Park and at the lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. 5:38 this morning. U.S. stock futures again lower as the investors wait for the minutes of the Federal Reserve that happened in July to give us some more information on whether or not they might see the interest rate come at their September meeting. Also this morning, Lowe's has reported second quarter sales and earnings. Lowe's coming in above estimates, and that's pretty good news for Wall Street, although their shares are slumping this morning off about 5.5%, not as good as Wall Street would have liked to have seen from Lowe's, apparently. Also, Staples are reporting their estimated earnings for the second quarter. Their adjusted sales, $4.75 billion versus about $4.94 billion a year ago. So both companies not having as much luck as we saw the Home Depot have earlier in the week. We have a technical story to share with you this morning. Scientists who are doing their work in artificial intelligence, AI as it's called, at the University College of London have developed software that can analyze a piece of handwriting and then replicate it when writing new sentences. Oddly enough, this could help people identify forgeries. As a matter of fact, one of the things that this computer program forged was an Abraham Lincoln document that was good enough to fool an Abraham Lincoln expert on this. The program is called My Text in Your Handwriting, and it uses a machine learning algorithm. It is built around glyphs, which are basically the unique and specific ways that individuals write certain characters. And then by analyzing the piece of writing, the software can learn what's consistent across the writer's style and then reproduce it with amazing results. Also, we learned yesterday that Snapchat is buying, paying $200 million to buy a search engine that helps people find things to do. That's according to the Business Insider. The airlines still coming to terms with the big problems that Delta had last week. And a lot of people are asking questions about whether or not the airlines' computer systems are up to snuff and can handle things going forward. A lot of these airlines use antiquated ticketing and reservation systems. Let's bring in Rick Sini, who's with FareCompare.com. He's the CEO and founder, and he joins us this morning via satellite from Dallas. Rick, I guess the autopsy, if you will, on Delta is still continuing, but what we're finding out is kind of troubling going forward about what happened there. What have you been able to figure out about this computer system, and what should we be worried about?
Yeah, I think this is the most worrisome thing. And we knew as people that are technologists in the airline industry that they were having, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of disparate systems. They've merged many times. And essentially, you know, with any sort of operation of the size that Delta is, you have to basically kick the power cord out of the wall every month and make sure everything works correctly. I don't think anybody ever tried it. And when it occurred, it caused a cascade of failures. Now, they'll do an autopsy on all this stuff and try to patch it. But the question is, what's the other underlying problems that are sitting out there? Not only at Delta, but potentially at some of the other big airlines that have gone through very similar sort of structural changes.
And that's part of the scariest thing for me, reading some of the stories about this. And this would probably be in your line of expertise. But a lot of these airlines apparently are running these outdated ticketing and reservation systems.
Yeah, I mean, they have a long history back from the late 70s through the 80s. Some of these systems are old. They didn't have any money for 15 years, really from the late 90s all the way till 2010, 2011. Not a lot of money was spent to upgrade these systems. They just didn't have the money to do so. They're complicated. During that time, we saw the huge growth in the internet, which is a complete other set of complexity that they haven't hardened themselves against. And just think of it this way. I mean, they depend on Apple. How many people actually download their boarding pass into the wallet application, for example? So what happens if Apple goes down? They have to deal with all these particular issues.
Well, is this something they should be spending money on, and is it something that they're going to have to be forced to do by the government?
I don't know if they'll be forced by the government, but they have to if they don't want to see stuff like this happen again. Their IT budgets, and all the best talent, too, across the nation are, you know, trying to work for companies like Google and Apple. Working for an airline would be sort of old hat. So they have to require them to get better talent in and a variety of other things. So it's certainly something that the airlines, this is a serious wake-up call, not only for Delta. We saw Southwest the week before. We've seen American have similar sort of issues for half a day last year. And this is not with some sort of nation state or rogue hackers going after things. This is just internal issues.
And you mentioned the other airline, Southwest, has put a price tag on their outage now, almost $1 billion. Delta has not yet. I can only imagine what the cost is going to be to Delta.
Yeah, it's going to be in the similar range. They had about the same amount of flights that were canceled on the same type of aircraft, probably a little bit more for Delta because they actually fly, internationally with much larger aircraft than Southwest does.
And so that's going to, if I were on the board of directors for one of those companies, $1 billion, that's a lot of money.
If you spend $1 billion on your IT infrastructure, you could do a lot of fixing.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned something I saw on your blog, freebies. Everybody loves freebies.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about freebies is that we, for the longest time, we had the no-frills airline back in the 90s with the Southwest Airlines, and they became the frill airline because everybody else had no frills. And now we're seeing some new freebies kick back in. Upgraded snacks on things. By the way, my favorite's the Stroop waffle on United. I actually ordered a 10 of those for my daughter off of Amazon. Pretty good stuff. The most important one, I think, for millennials especially is free Wi-Fi and some cases, also free seat back TV. Some of the new aircraft that's coming in all have seat back TVs in them, and so you're getting satellite TV and internet, although the internet needs to be a little bit faster, so we got some work to do there. And also the DOT provided a new freebie, which is getting your bag fee back if they don't actually give you your bag to you by 12-hour mark. Before, they only had to refund your fee if it was lost, and lost is defined to sometimes be up to a week or so. So the 12-hour mark domestically, you'll actually get that bag fee back if you paid for it.
And how, do you have any sense of how many people are going to be happy with that one?
A lot of people probably will try to get their money back, just like some of the folks that are trying to get the $200 voucher for Delta for being inconvenienced, and find that those things typically take a month or two to actually get back in your hands.
You mentioned something there in the opening that I don't think a lot of people realize. You love these waffles on United Airlines. You can go to Amazon and buy them.
Yeah, no, these are actual things that are out there. I mean, Delta has Biscoff cookies, which are quite mm-hmm. popular. So, you know, for domestic flights, they didn't have this kind of stuff several months ago, and this is all new, sort of what I call the airline's charm offensive, which is, hey, there's four airlines that control 80% of traffic. In order to compete with each other, now they actually are doing some of those interesting soft things, leg room, better seats, configurations, food, internet, TV. Those are all things that they're marketing department starting to push now that they have some money in their pockets.
And we're moving up on the date that after which you'll probably be paying more as we move through the fall every day for flights. That date is the 23rd, right?
Yeah, so, well, for departure dates after the 23rd, ticket prices actually are dropping pretty dramatically. Now, you want to start shopping, for example, for Thanksgiving right now if you want to leave the Wednesday before, return the Sunday after. But wait a couple weeks if you're going to do like Tuesday, Saturday, which is typically the cheapest itinerary around Thanksgiving. But the entire month of September travel, October, the first couple of months in November are some of the cheapest that we've seen in the last two or three years. I was just looking out of the Baltimore area, West Coast under $200 round trip. San Francisco, L.A., Portland, Seattle, all under $200 round trip for September departures, for example. So a good time to fly. I know the kids are back in school. It's tough to get away. But if you can get away, really inexpensive to fly right now.
So get us out of Chicago for the weekend. What are we looking for in terms of cheap fare?
Yeah, so Chicago, I would go Canada. You've got Vancouver right now at $310 round trip. Last year it was at $420. You've got Portland at $191. Last year it was at $290 at the same time. You've got Miami and Orlando at $140 round trip right now. Last year they were about $190 to $200. So you also have places like Cancun and Belize, which are typically $550, now down to $350 round trip.
Happy travels, safe travels.
Hey, thanks.
That's Rixini from FareCompare.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Rixini and at FareCompare. Rixini from Dallas this morning. 5:47, time to check traffic again. Let's head over to Traffic Central. Here's Mary Vandefeld. Mary?
Hey, good news on 8094 westbound near Torrance. That accident has been cleared. Otherwise, it's starting to build on the area expressway, southbound Kennedy into Nagel, inbound Eisenhower into Mannheim, inbound on the Stevenson, some delays between Cicero and Kedzie, and the Ryan from Roosevelt. Tollway still okay. Police activity has Stony Island closed off between 75th and 76th. The number 28 CTA bus is also being rerouted. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. Being a part of your community means being there for each other. With Presence Health, you can schedule an appointment online, possibly even for the same day, with one of their caring doctors. This is making people's lives a little easier. This is Presence. Make your appointment today at presencehealth.org. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
We are having Peter Tork of the Monkees on at 10:30. So, Kevin, what would be the best way to sell this?
We're getting torqued for Peter Tork of the Monkees.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
I'm not either.
The Monkees' Peter Tork joins Bill and Wendy today, midday on 720 WGN.
You get a sinking feeling when there's rain in the forecast? You find yourself mopping up your basement every time it rains? Hi, I'm Roy Spencer, president of PermaSeal. If your basement or crawl space has ever flooded or had leaking wall cracks, it will happen again. We want you to know there's no reason you have to live with a wet, leaky basement or crawl space, no matter how hard it rains. You can have a permanently dry basement. Just call 800-421-SEAL. Our certified consultants provide a free estimate complete with no haggle pricing and a price assurance guarantee by delivering you a superior customer experience. What makes PermaSeal the best choice? We are your local Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana expert. In fact, PermaSeal has earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and has received this year's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Stop living with a problem that's not going to fix itself. You know who to call, PermaSeal. At 800-421-SEAL, that's 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Don't best for being better, PermaSeal.
Hey, Arvid, Nicole, check out my new shrink ray.
Ben, shrink rays aren't real.
Yes, they are. I bought it on the internet, so you know it's real.
Why did you buy a shrink ray?
To shrink some of our most popular furniture for folks with smaller spaces.
But we already do that. Just look for the green tags that say small scale room at any Penny Mustard location. That means we offer that particular sofa, chest, table, or more in a smaller, narrower, or more compact version.
Same Sophisticrafted quality, but in a smaller size.
Perfect for apartments, dorm rooms, assisted living facilities,
or tiny houses that are all the rage.
So put away that silly shrink ray.
I tell you, it works. I'll try it out on that mirror.
Mirror? Is that a good idea?
Uh-oh. I didn't think that through.
Small-scale furniture. Available every day at Penny Mustard Furnishings.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Smaller versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel more secure about your financial future? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is you can do all this in just a few hours a week from your home using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? I want to personally invite you to a trading and investing class so you can check this out. And if you call right now, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your comp seat at the introductory class. Call 888-980-TRADE. Call 888-980-8723. 888-980-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-980-8723 or otaclass.com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program on the WGN Market Desk this morning. Dow futures are pointing toward opening losses when the bell rings later this morning. Dow futures are off about 13 points. The S&P NASDAQ futures off just a fraction this morning. NASDAQ now pointing up a little bit. A couple of earnings reports out today. Lowe's reporting as well. Target is reporting now as well. Just a few minutes ago, Target stock dropping about 2%, 2.6%. Their quarter two results, the estimated price per share was $4.80 to $5.20. It looks like they came in below the actually $5.13. They came in at $4.80. Target numbers are still coming in. We'll follow this as we go through, but it apparently was lower than the street had wanted. Their shares are dropping down 2.6. Target shares down 2.6. Also earlier, Lowe's reporting before the opening bell. Their shares are trading off about 5.5% this morning. They failed to meet Wall Street estimates as well. Let's find out what's going on with commodities this morning. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. A great day at the Illinois State Fair yesterday. I want to talk about that because the day was spent saluting the farmers and the farm families of Illinois, the 4-H and the FFA kids, and at the auction of the Grand Champion Commodities and Livestock. The people supporting young people exhibitors spent nearly $250,000 for commodities and livestock. We set a new record for the Grand Champion steer, $104,000, paid by Governor Bruce Rauner out of his own personal money, and Monsanto teaming up to set that record for the Grand Champion steer. The Grand Champion Barrow, shown by Avery Rash of Henry County, brought $30,000. The Grand Champion Steer was shown by Lucas Winefsky of Stark County. And some of the other prices paid, the Grand Champion Weather, $11,500. All told, commodities generated $7,050 at the auction. Livestock generated $241,550 with that new steer record at $104,000. Again, flying Air Orion at about 4,000 feet going from Huntley to Springfield. Never seen fields look this good this late in the season, all the way to Springfield. It is indeed not only a record-breaking Grand Champion steer price, it'll be a record-breaking commodity year as we get ready to move into harvest. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. Glad you're safely on the ground from Air Orion. Nice to see those green farm fields as well all over the state of Illinois. Let's hope that continues as we move into harvest season. That is the program for today. We'll continue to follow your money, the commodities, all of the information that is coming in about the latest companies to report earnings, Lowe's and Target, as we continue to watch your money through the morning on the Steve Cochran Show, which is next. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. Until then, I'm Steve Krasanich. Have a great day.
Never miss a story.
First, the big story, and Andre Darlis is here with it.
Repeating our top story.
That's your money on 7:20.
It is the big story for this hour.
Chicago's very own news team is on duty.
We'll have the latest news as it happens when news breaks.
Today on 7:20 WGN.
Maggie Baroshka was in sales but looking for something more fulfilling, something she could build and call her own. She realized insurance is something nearly everyone needs, and that's when Maggie decided she wanted to be an Allstate agency owner. Today, Maggie's built her agency from the ground up, helping people with the important things, like teaching young drivers how to be safe or helping customers customize their homeowner's insurance. Maggie has built equity in something she loves while taking care of the people in her community, while at the same time building a financial future of her own. Right now, Allstate is searching for new agency owners in Chicagoland. It's a great opportunity for driven people looking to build a good life they can count on in the future, like Maggie Baroshka did. Learn how you can become the kind of Allstate agency owner people trust to help put them in good hands. Visit AllstateAgent.com or text your email address to 71234 for additional information, subject to the terms of the agency agreement.
Before Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, there was your fireplace, the original social device. This winter, put your phones down and gather your family around the fireplace. And make sure your fireplace is ready to go with the pros at Lindeman Chimney. Lindeman Chimney was founded almost 50 years ago by a firefighter on the North Shore. Today, Lindeman Chimney is the recognized leader in the industry, serving the Chicagoland area. Everything related to your fireplace or chimney, from annual maintenance and cleanings to chimney tuck pointing and masonry, to gas, log, and fireplace installations and impressive fireplace remodels. Don't wait. Schedule a chimney cleaning appointment today, and Lindeman Chimney will provide you with a season's worth of firewood absolutely free. Call Lindeman Chimney Company, 877-WOOD-890. 877-WOOD-890, or log on to cleanfireplace.com. That's cleanfireplace.com. Trust your home to Lindeman Chimney.
It's 5:58, time for the Steve Cochran Show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I think I just broke a chair.
No. What? On purpose? Or?
No, I sat down and something cracked, so.
Okay, that's
a great way to start the day.
Yeah, that's not
there
good,
so
Steve.
So many different ways with that. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Those chairs in the newsroom, they're not, I would say, the greatest. Because, of course, we don't have the same ones that we have here in the Allstate Showcase studio.
You have the much better ones that actually conform to your body and help you sit comfortably, where we have these ones that you sit back and it's like you go back in a barber's chair.
Well, that's because we whined until we got them.
Right. That's what you have to do. On the opening bell, there you go.
So are you suggesting that I whine, Dave, until I get what I want?
Well, I don't recommend whining as a rule, but in this case,
it helps.
I think he means whine more.
Whine more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I wasn't whining at all, but thankfully we were able to, because Steve is having back problems.
Yeah.
Now we have these beautiful chairs mm-hmm. here, and they're great, and they're aerodynamic. And
there's one in the newsroom that, I'm not kidding you, has a Cheeto stain from when an intern brought her son in, I would say probably circa 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Cheeto, it's a red chair, and it still has the Cheeto stains on it.
Because those stains don't come out. That yellow, whatever that is, doesn't come out.
Right. I bought my goddaughter for her birthday one of those Pottery Barn chairs that has their name on the back. You know, it's an expensive chair, but she wanted it. She ate Cheetos the first day, and I'm going, oh, no, no. And her mom's like, oh, she's two. She doesn't know. Mm. I went, yes, but my credit card knows how much I paid for that chair.
Well, these chairs, it's one of those things where if you lean back the wrong way, you could actually pull out your back because they go back that far.
Oh.
And that's what happened is I sat back in it and it just went all the way back. I almost fell on the floor. I could have died.
Well, join us again tomorrow for another edition of Chair Talk with Steve Grzanich.
Not that wouldn't have been hilarious to watch on the monitor, I have to admit.
Oh, no. I feel bad for Steve.
I do, too.
Could have been badly injured.
At our expense, Steve, you would have been badly injured.
Thanks.
And we would not have had a laugh over it at all.
I'm glad I could have provided it.
We have, speaking of chairs, we have Elise Glink coming on. She has nothing to do with chairs at